The first methodology that the Quran uses is to talk to the emotional side of the human being.
يا أيها الذين آمنوا, or you who believe, استعينوا بالصبر والصلاة.
And we have set forth for mankind in this Quran full of examples.
Minbar, a lecture on Islamic issues.
Islam is a way of life, a complete way. It's a complete way.
Dear listeners of IRIB English Radio, Assalamu alaikum. Now let's listen to Sheikh Zaidu Salami.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen, wa salatu wassalamu ala Sayyidina Muhammad wa alihi al-tahirin.
We know from a theological perspective, when we do talk about sacrifice, it might carry different kind of interpretations and understandings. But ultimately, as Muslim individuals, we believe that sacrifice is the highest level of devotion a person can express in his or her practical life as Muslims. You know, you look at the example of General Qasim Soleimani, and you see that, you know, he was a personality beyond the boundaries and the territory of his country. You know, he represented something more than that. And I think that's a very, very important point for us to remember, the humane side of these individuals. You look at Shahid Haj Abu Mehdi al-Muhandis, and you see that what was he representing? You know, what was he doing? You know, yes, we have examples of other individuals, if I could say global individuals, you know, or, you know, public kind of figures where we might, you know, enter into the realm of popular culture like Che Guevara or Fidel Castro or people like these individuals who everyone knows about, you know, that they were activists, that they were respected, that they were revolutionaries, that they were military theorists, for example. You know, you look at the likes of Mahatma Gandhi, and you can see that he has left a very positive imprint on humanity. And one of the blessings of the martyrdom, even though it's very unfortunate for us as a Muslim ummah, because they were the thorns in the eyes of Islamic extremist groups, but we can see that they have left an imprint, and they will stay as a legacy for everyone to emulate and to follow. And that's what sacrifice is. So I think that in many ways, a lot of good has come out from their shahada. You know, وَلَا تَحْسَبَنَّ الَّذِينَ قُتِلُوا فِي سَبِيلِ اللَّهِ أَمْوَاتًا. Don't think, don't assume that those who have been killed, were slain in the path of God are dead. بَلْ أَحْيَا. They're alive. What kind of life is this? What kind of being alive is this? You know, are they physically alive among us? No. Now, I'm not a political analysis. If I was to look at it from the political side, you know, him being an official representative of a country, being officially invited to another country, and not hiding in any way, and all these other things, and the violations that I spoke about, that's a whole topic on its own. But I think that something that we need to shed light on is the humane side, the insani side of these people, where they have created a movement.
اللهم إنا لا نعلم منهم إلا خيرا اللهم إنا لا نعلم منهم إلا خيرا وأنت أعلم بنا من بهم منا
Shahid Qasim Soleimani was the Major General of the Revolutionary Guard, the IRGC, and he was the noble commander of the Sipahi Quds, the Quds Force. Back in the 1980s, he fought and helped defend his country and Islam against American-backed Saddam Hussein during the 8-year war, and he soon became a commander. Despite being opposed by America and its allies, Iran was victorious in that war against Saddam Hussein. Now, a lot of people don't know this, but back in 2006, when Israel invaded Lebanon, General Qasim Soleimani was sent there as a key strategist. Together with Shahid Imad Mughniyeh, he protected Sayyid Hassan Nasrallah. Due to this collaboration, Hezbollah and the people of Lebanon were victorious in this war against Israel. Then, back in 2012, when American-backed ISIS-Daesh terrorists popped seemingly out of nowhere and started creating absolute terror and turmoil across Syria, it was General Qasim Soleimani who was invited to come and help the people by the Syrian government. And while America and its puppet mouthpieces were leaping to try to paint Bashar al-Assad as a tyrant who, for some reason, bombs his own people, it was Iran and its allies who saw through all the lies and went to the aid of the people of Syria. Today, the people are resuming and rebuilding their homes in Syria under the secure presidency of Bashar al-Assad. The people of Syria were victorious against America's schemes. Then, in 2014-15, when American-backed ISIS-Daesh rampaged through Iraq, spilling the blood of countless men, women, and children, it was General Qasim Soleimani who was sent to counter them. And while others helped a great deal when it came to ridding the world of the filth of ISIS-Daesh, one name will always come to the minds of the people of the world when it comes to who actually destroyed ISIS. And that name is not Obama or Trump. No, it's Qasim Soleimani.
You don't see any images of Shahid Soleimani or Shahid Abu Mahdi al-Muhandis, you know, with arms or holding guns or something like that. You know, you don't see them committing atrocities like Daesh and Al-Qaeda and Nusra and all these other things. Right. You know, you see the humane side of them and how they were family people, how they were humble, how they were not looking after wealth or not looking after reputation or after fame or anything like that. And I think that's something very important for us to remember. And that's the legacy that they will leave behind. You know, that they have created such a movement, not only empowering the global resistance against superpowers, but they will make sure that there are going to be many, many ramifications after this tyrannical attack. Where is the honor? Where is honor? You people who are talking about honor and respect and international laws and human rights, where is that? You know, it was illegal, it was inhumane, it was cowardly done. And you know, where are the voices of the international community? Where is the outrage of the international community? Alhamdulillah, a lot of high-profile individuals have spoken in favor of these martyrs and have said that you have killed the one person who has been fighting our enemy. And therefore, it's always important for us to remember, in Iraq, for example, the people who stood in favor of these individuals were not only the Shia, the That's Sunnis, right. the Kurd, the Sabi'a, the Yazidis. You know, if you were to ask the Yazidi community, which is a minority sect in Iraq, they would say that the only person that saved us from the claws of Daesh was al-Hashd al-Sha'bi and the military strategies of Qasim Soleimani. He was a military strategist. He was someone who was giving theories to these people in order for them to overcome the oppressions of the aggressors. The aggressors in Iraq, in Syria, in other countries, in Afghanistan, were nobody other than these US-backed and US-funded and US-founded extremist groups, unfortunately. And that's why everyone is mourning them. From India to Yemen to Syria to Lebanon, all around the world, there were cries of mourning. And again, alhamdulillah, this is, I think, the beginning of a lot of very interesting things that are going to come ahead. And that's why we need to emphasize on this point. Heroes for humanity. That's why we need to be proud of what it is that we have. And we need to remember that the resistance will continue. Resistance against oppression of any kind, whether it be oppression within the land of Islam, of Muslims, whether it be oppression by any of the other superpowers that are around. And you can't continue to turn a blind eye. You can't claim to be a supporter of human rights but still violate the most simple of things. When we shed tears, it's tears that will empower us, that tears that will give us more energy and support. And that's why we will continue.
You're listening to Voice of the Islamic Republic of Iran. This program entitled Minbar. Our email address is englishradio@irib.ir.
Rahi Karimun Azim Ali. غفور شكور ودود قيوم رؤوف صبور مجيد اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد يا مؤمنين صل عليه.